This is NPR.
Thank you, Mike. There are now 1,500 fires burning in California. The governor's bringing in the National Guard to help overworked firefighters. Lorraine Dechter from member station KCHO in Chico has more.
The National Guard brought in aerial support, but they haven't been able to fly much at all in the far northern part of California. The smoke rarely clears enough to give them the visibility they need. Brigadier General Mary J. Kite.
We've got eight fixed-wing aircraft, MAFS units, modular airborne firefighting systems here. We've got all of the MAFS that are in the Guard here in this state.
Governor Schwarzenegger says firefighters are tired and have worked 24 to 36-hour shifts without rest.
And this is why we have also asked the National Guard to provide us with 200 extra personnel. There will be 10 groups of 20 each that will be trained by Cal Fire.
The priority in Shasta County is Shasta Dam, where the Motion Fire threatens power lines supplying electricity to much of the state.
Lorraine Dechter from member station KCHO with that report. Florida has carried out its first execution since a botched one prompted a moratorium. The state uses lethal injection. Executioners missed the mark in a December 2006 procedure, causing severe burns and pain to the inmate. Florida investigated and now uses a new lethal injection technique. Senator John McCain is in Latin America this week. He kicked off his trip with a visit to Colombia's president. NPR's Jason Beaubien has more from Mexico City.
McCain backs a free trade agreement with Colombia. His opponent, Barack Obama, opposes the deal. McCain says free trade deals will help ease the problem of illegal immigration. One of McCain's top advisors, Charlie Black, is also a former lobbyist for Colombia. After Colombia, McCain travels to Mexico. He plans to visit the Basilica of Our Lady of Guadalupe, one of the country's most important Catholic shrines. He'll also meet with President Felipe Calderon. McCain has praised Calderon for confronting Mexico's drug cartels.
NPR's Jason Beaubien reporting from Mexico City. The mystery of a salmonella outbreak may be taking a new turn. The FDA probe originally zeroed in on tomatoes. Now its investigators are looking at other produce served with tomatoes. They're keeping quiet for now about what foods they're actually looking at. They say tomatoes aren't off the hook. The question is whether tomatoes and possibly other produce shared a common packing site or water source that tainted it. There's a new security worry about ATMs. Court documents reveal hackers tapped into Citibank ATMs and 7-Eleven stores. Millions of dollars went missing, and hackers got customer PIN numbers. PINs are vital. They're supposed to be super encrypted, but apparently some ATM operators aren't doing a good job of that. There's a fraud and conspiracy case pending against three people in the Citibank case. That is the news for now. It's online all the time at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Well, Mark, I know your code is 4572. That should be safe.
Shh.
Get on that.
You don't have to change it.